Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
And you said, well, maybe that was smoke and mirrors.
Well, I'm so going based off of what quote. You two say.
What am I saying? You, don't include, I'm not, what
you, you said, or maybe Curtis said that was all smoke and mirrors.
I didn't say that.
Well, I said Curtis said that.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Save it for your league.
I saw something last night.
Yeah? All right.
Well, makes me want to jingle.
It makes you want to what?
Jingle.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
What's the purpose of it? Just to walk through the woods?
Yeah, it's pretty.
To see the foliage and just fake.
It said you could drive right down 495.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny.
Please. I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Somebody has to explain to me doing things where you can die. I just saw they rescued
That's how you get the likes.
They just rescued 13 or 20-something people from a mine somewhere.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Morning.
What up, though?
What's going on?
It's hump day.
I must have missed it. Is today drive excruciatingly slow when you're the only car on the road at 4:30 day?
I thought it was busier than normal driving in. I don't know what was going on.
I was behind one person, literally doing 12 miles an hour.
That is the worst.
Nobody else on the road.
Was it a one lane?
It was, yes. It's over here in Brighton.
Okay.
The only back road that there is to get here.
Did you let them know?
What?
Did you let them know?
No, I'm a courteous person. I stand on respect for others. I didn't.
But they weren't being courteous to you. Why would you not? Why would you give them the courtesy?
Lean on the horn.
Yeah, you can't really.
Give them a quick little honk.
I can't do that.
Yeah, it's so early in the morning too.
On a one lane. If it was two lane, you could have flashed them.
But where are you driving at 4:45 in the morning? Slowly.
I don't know. I can't figure it out because most of us who are up at that time, like all of you, good morning and hello. Have to be somewhere by a specific time.
Right.
Like there are people like me, the blue collar people who have got to be to, in this case, the radio job site by 5:45 at the very latest. I mean, I can't be running late. I can't be running behind for these people who get up with and are loyal to the show every single day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing they were Uber drivers, Uber delivery drivers. That would be my guess.
Oh, like looking for a place to drop. Who's ordering Uber at 4:45?
We do that quite some time.
Really? Okay.
Like to get a ride? Oh, like
to get like a coffee delivered.
You get them. Yeah. They got places open that early?
Oh, yeah. Starbucks, Dunkin', everybody's open.
Greg, it's funny you bring this up because I think yesterday I saw reports that there was a large like traffic jam due to some slow jogger and his trainer.
Shine. That was a long way to go for that
Shine.
One.
I picked violence.
I have begun training for the Jingle All the Way 5K. And honestly, I got to tell you.
Welcome back.
Trainer Dan posted that Instagram story, and immediately the DMs were full over here. Now, I'm not a single guy. So,
How are you feeling this morning?
I feel great, actually.
The glutes feel fine?
Everything feels fine. The muscles, what do they call the...
quads?
Quads are a little sore this morning, but other than that, we're off to a great start.
How you say quadricep?
I'm worried about your shins.
Really?
Yeah, shin splints are a real issue when training.
Shins are fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
I'm like the Aaron Rodgers of over 50 5Kers.
He says it's fine, and all I think of is the dog sitting in the burning house meme. Everything's fine. It's fine.
Well, good morning. Welcome to your show. Wiggy.
What up, man?
Two of your former teammates are now owners of an NFL franchise. How about that this morning? How great is that? I knew I was going to catch you off guard.
Yeah.
You know who one of them is.
I know who one of them is.
The other one is Richard Seymour, also owner of the Raiders.
And that's kind of like Wiggy because he would have never been drafted by Belichick not recommended him from Georgia.
That is right. I played with both Richard Seymour and Marcus Stroud, and Bill asked those questions about those two.
So
two great players.
I assume it's been this way since Tom Brady was considering – or at least the Raiders were considering, Mark Davis was considering giving him an equity stake in the football club. But how is he going to do his job on Fox with all of those restrictions that are around him, Curtis?
They've already been in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, plus Curtis said he's done after this year.
Huh? Yeah,
he's done after this year.
This one and done. He's going to call the Super Bowl on Fox. Hopefully they want it to be Mahomes, potentially, you know, getting closer to him. It's in New Orleans where he won his first Super Bowl, and then he's going to go. Greg Olsen returns with Kevin Burkhardt, and Bob's your uncle. Everybody's okay.
And he's like, does the John Elway role, right?
Yep. He'll be in charge. Yep. He's got the 5% stake in the team.
He'll run the football team.
Yep. He'll have all that. And I have to say, like, the reaction on social media has been almost relentless. I can't be almost relentless. It's been relentless. The comments about why wouldn't Kraft do this? Like, it was on every post, whether it was ESPN and NFL, Tom Brady's personal post, the NFL tweet, all that stuff, that, like, why? Could you think about, it's like Cora being extended at the trade deadline on steroids. If the Patriots today had done what the Raiders did, the credibility of the football organization changes overnight.
It has to be that when the discussion started with the Raiders, Tom Brady was not interested in it, with the New England Patriots? I think
that they gave him an offer that Robert would not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And why would Kraft want to give up a piece of his team?
Because it's Tom Brady.
He's considering it anyway.
He says he's a son. Yeah, I mean, all the sons are going to get part of the team.
Well, yeah, and I think also, did we talk about that that article on the Commanders on the show? And
briefly.
Yeah, Robert Kraft said at the end that they are considering a sale of the max 10% stake
in
the team when it comes to hedge funds. So I don't know. It has to be. Maybe you're right, Curtis. Maybe it was the offer was not the same. But also it could be that Tom Brady just was not interested in that at that point.
If Kraft offered whatever the Raiders offered, he would pick New England 10 out of 10 times. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you have that connection to the owners to begin with and you consider them, quote, family, it's another loss. It's a big L for Robert Kraft. I think he wakes up this morning and sees the response. Curtis is right. It changes an organization overnight.
How do we know it's Robert, though? I mean, maybe the family, Kraft,
Jonathan,
is at a point where it's like, all right, I don't want to give somebody like Brady that piece because then it doesn't become about me as the owner. It becomes about Tom Brady.
That's an issue.
Maybe he wants to be like, you know, maybe he's got that little bit of that Jerry Jones in him or that Stephen Jones, Jerry's son, where it's like, all right, when my father gives me the team, I want it to be about me, the owner, not about Tom Brady, who becomes the face of the franchise. I mean, I would look at it that way. I wouldn't want to be second fiddle to the guy who only owns 5% of the team. But because he's such a massive, like he has this.
Well, you don't have to be second fiddle, but you're talking about attention as opposed to a smart business move. Like that would be the smartest business decision that the Krafts could make.
Right.
But you don't think
Tom Brady looks,
I know what you're saying, Greg, but you got to look at it from the egotistical approach of a billionaire who might go, I don't want to share the potential spotlight with the greatest quarterback of all time, who as soon as he comes in.
He just said the other day, he's like a son to him.
Yeah, okay.
Like he doesn't.
You buy that? If he was like a son to him, he would have never let his son leave New England.
I think the bottom line is he needs to put his ego aside at this point because he's got to do
anything.
Okay, both of them. I'm not just talking about Robert. I'm just talking about ownership in general needs to put an ego aside if that's the case because we need to do everything to get back to where we were. And if Tom Brady's going to help win fans back, get people, you know, back on board with the Patriots, then that's where your focus needs to be about the future.
Yeah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Curtis, great question. I find myself perplexed by why Tom Brady has not become a partial owner of the New England Patriots as opposed to a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. But that happened yesterday, and we will talk about that among a million other things on today's show. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. And then they said it coming up at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss why Aaron Rodgers continues to throw his teammates under his greatness bus. Cannot seem to stop throwing his teammates under the bus.
I think he's happy now.
He should be.
Oh, yeah.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
No excuses for him.
No, he is really happy now.
You get that deal done, and you get that wide receiver, and you have no excuses going forward.
He was so shocked that they traded for Devontae Adams. He played no role in it whatsoever. It was amazing. And then he's on with McAfee, and Devontae's there, and he's like, hey, Pat, look who's here. It's Tay. He literally called him Tay.
No, he had nothing to do with it, but the dude slept at his house the night before.
I got flashbacks and nightmares to Antonio Brown in Tampa.
And reminder, he had nothing to do with Robert Saleh.
No, oh, totally.
Nothing at all.
He was actually outraged.
Yeah.
So he got rid of the coach that he didn't like, and he got the wide receiver that he wants.
Yep.
And so there are zero excuses going forward.
Yeah, but believe me, he takes a stand against against Big Pharma. Oh, wait, the one guy he's working with is the Johnson & Johnson heir. Never mind. What a fraud. God, I hate that guy.
Oh, I didn't see the video on Twitch. He just put it up. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
Oh, you didn't see that?
Yeah. No.
That's pretty good.
Oh, look at that. All right. Like, has anybody ever been more transparently douchey?
News of Courtney coming up at 7:45 or so. And we never got to ick or no ick for the listener yesterday, Sherry. Can we do that?
Yes.
At some point?
Please.
Maybe at 9 o'clock this
morning. And by the way, Wiggy, AJ Hawk on that show is the bizarro Wiggy. He doesn't say a word. I don't know what he makes, but yeah. I want his agent.
Yeah,
he
just sits
cow.
There smoking cigars.
And he never has to go wherever location right. is. He just sits
for a gig, though.
Right? Hey, listen, you can great get it. I'm not knocking his hustle, man.
For all I know, that's a green-screened bookcase. He's on the beach right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking his hustle, but him and he must have some pictures of Pat McAfee or something.
I know, it's so weird.
They must have had some baby oil parties together because...
What?
It's like Dale during the pandemic. Like, never left his house.
No.
Did every single show, even after the whole thing was over.
Right.
Like, the entire world came out of the... came out of the darkness and the sun was out and everybody was milling about. For the first time experiencing human contact, and Dale was still locked away in his basement.
I wonder what you're drinking in the morning.
I've seen the Pat McAfee show on location, and AJ Hawk is still wherever he is.
Oh, they went to Ireland or something?
Wherever they go. They go everywhere, and they got the other two guys, the Boston guy and the other guy. They even bring the two black guys they got with them. And
I know they have Boston Connor, who right? I don't even know who it is. He travels with them. AJ Hawk's still stuck in the library.
And AJ Hawk, you're right, is stuck in that library somewhere.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah, AJ, I'm not going to knock the hustle, bro.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on your show this morning, including what has trended overnight. Here is Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. Devontae Adams is a New York Jet. The Jets are sending back to Vegas a conditional third-round draft pick that could become a second-round pick if he's either a first- or second-team All-Pro this season or on an active roster for the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. And we already talked about it, but speaking of the Raiders, Tom Brady, officially a minority owner. This deal was unanimously approved by NFL team owners on Tuesday at the league's annual fall meeting. In a statement...
You brought up that he's already been under those restrictions. I haven't watched enough of him. I did watch a little bit on Sunday, and I thought he sounded pretty good, but... So he does not criticize the officials at all.
No.
During the broadcast, which is kind of lame. I get it. It's only for a year. If you're right about that, Curtis, but you want the guys who are doing the broadcast to be able to say whatever they can.
Wiggy's main thing going into the season with these restrictions was that he wasn't going to be able to take in practice or go to meet with players before the game, and that was going to hurt him. In the beginning, I think it did. He's gotten better.
I'm not saying he's not gotten better. But he is the ultimate Ken Lynn. He is the bland manager.
He is that's the only time I'll ever tolerate those two in the same
thing. But, like, he is, and I know we're busting your chops, Ken, but he is so vanilla.
Ken was a very good personality.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Brady.
Why is he catching strays?
Because the plan manager just sounded
I don't think Ken's vanilla.
No, this team is going to be Air Mac.
I'm talking about Brady. God. Brady is so...
Air Mac.
Brady is so vanilla on the broadcast.
Isn't it amazing? Ken got literally everything wrong, and now he's the boss.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying, Greg. I've watched it a couple times. He's just, like, so vanilla. Like, there's nothing... It's, you know... The basic stuff.
Yeah,
but you does. Ken, the great Ken Laird, who should probably have his own radio show.
That was AI.
He does talk about interacting with coaches and players, but I'm guessing that he just does that pregame. Like, he's allowed to... I mean, do they sneak him in the back door and he can only go to the broadcast booth? He's not allowed at the facility during the week, but he's allowed there for the broadcast.
I don't think that's weird.
It hasn't been a big issue yet because Burkhart and Fox do a great job of bringing whoever the Fox rules analyst is immediately. So it's like they don't have his opinion.
Yeah.
But in the Super Bowl, that will be glaring. Like, if there's, like, a big play in Tom's silent, that'll be kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. In a statement, Brady said, I'm eager to contribute to the organization in any way I can, honoring the Raiders' rich tradition while finding every possible opportunity to improve our offerings to fans and, most importantly, win football games. Huh? So Brady now an owner for the Raiders and Aces. The Bruins are on the road tonight taking on the Avalanche in Colorado. Puck drop is at 9:30.
They should win this one, Chime. It's a very winnable hockey game tonight.
Absolutely. Colorado's 0-3. They have no goalie. Kale McCarr's playing like dog water. Like, if you're going to win a game, this better be one of them.
Well, I would put money. Bruins plus 105 right now.
Get on it, Curtis.
I love it. I mean, they've only lost to the Panthers, so...
And I just want to give a shout-out to the Columbus Blue Jackets. They had their home opener last night. They honored Johnny Gaudreau. His whole family was in attendance. His wife, Meredith, was on the ice with their two children. They raised his number 13 to the rafters during opening puck drop. They left his left wing spot empty. It just seemed like a class act all around. Mm-hmm. They had a display when fans walked in of his whole college and professional career to hear everybody chanting Johnny Hockey, for his family to be able to be there and witness something special. So just a hats off to the Blue Jackets. And in baseball, the Yankees go up two games on the Guardians, a 6-3 win in game two of the ALCS last night. And the Mets and Dodgers will face off in the NLCS game three tonight. First pitch at 8:08. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right, select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Optimus bot lead under consideration.
Yes. All right.
By me.
Do it.
Related. But Wiggy's not going to like it. Uh-oh. Like, Wiggy was all over robots and what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
For you, being that you are a man nearing the age of 50,
yep.
What they are suggesting robots will do next,
all right,
to men is, I don't think, is going to be up your alley, pun intended. Sorry, go ahead, Curtis.
So, first of all, happy birthday to Jackson.
Happy birthday, Jackson!
Jackson, happy birthday!
The big 5'2".
My Libra king.
All right.
It is 41 degrees, and one thing before we forget, Mitch has the AJ Hawk live stream.
Yeah.
There are no titles on any of the books. If you look at Twitch, it's totally fake.
Most of them are facing in the wrong direction.
What a gig.
Amazing.
Afternoon high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. Remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
54.
Good one to start this morning, Sean. Ozzy, like it.
Appreciate it, Greg. Yeah, yesterday his guitarist was shot in Vegas. He survived, but he was shot out in Vegas yesterday, which is crazy.
I saw that. I saw a text requesting that song. So apparently Shime is taking requests this
morning. All right. It's a great song right there.
And it was, he was out walking his dog in the morning, his Ozzy's old.
Very strange, that story.
Old guitarist. Well,
that old guy.
It's Vegas.
Right, but
know,
I mean, people just don't, I know. Most 99% of the time, people just don't roll up on you and shoot you. Wasn't he shot multiple times?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so it was a weird one.
Maybe a dog napping?
An attempted dog napping?
Yeah.
I don't know
about that.
Dude, you can go to a shelter and get a dog for like $5.
Yes, that is true.
And save a dog's life. Yeah. You don't need to kidnap a dog.
Right.
No, I know that happened to Lady Gaga's dog walker. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So he's okay.
Yeah.
Ozzy is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the second time on Saturday night.
Isn't he still kind of lightweight, touring a little bit, Ozzy?
Not really, I don't think.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought he was still like performing.
He has some medical issues.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe he is. I don't know.
I've seen him perform, Greg.
You did?
At Gillette Stadium.
Wow.
Oh yes. Patriots game wise. Yes. Yeah.
Ozzy's going to outlive everybody.
They had that awesome helmet that he came out the roof, they opened the top of the helmet and he was there. Very excited.
If I remember correctly, your mom, a huge Black Sabbath fan, Curtis.
Maria loves it. I got to tell you. I'd say, can you put it back on D&C? And she was just listening to Black Sabbath.
By the way, I think you owe Jackson an apology. Everybody has worked up in the Twitch chat and elsewhere. He's not 52 years old.
I wasn't being serious.
Yeah.
You're right. He's 18.
He is. How old is Jackson? 39?
What's he looking like nowadays? Is his beard trimmed down low?
39, Jack? Wow, 39.
Yeah, 39 years young is what Jackson is. So happy birthday, Jackson.
Big one next year.
All right. We are going to get to They Said It at 7, and we will discuss what Aaron Rodgers said in the middle of throwing another teammate under his greatness bus. That is coming up. Rest of They Said It at 7 on this morning's show, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. Right now, though, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, great choice. Jim Croce. Shocking choice by you this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, somebody turned me on to Jim Croce. They told me about he's one of the great tragedies of music. How he passed away, 2 years once he like started to break through? It's kind of like 2 years into his flourishing career and then sadly passed away in a plane crash.
Oh. So. Yes. His other big hit, we had a couple hits. His other big one is, it's a Ask a Boomer type song about how he's waiting for, it's all about a phone call on like a payphone. You know what a payphone is, Sean?
Yes, I've used one actually once before.
That was his other big hit, but a very sad story. I'm excited that you're learning about the greatest genre of music. No disrespect, Wiggy, but that is rock and roll.
I thought you meant the 70s. I was going to agree with you.
No, that would be a... Oh, you think the 70s is the best decade of music?
Yeah, decade of music.
Ever?
I really enjoyed the 70s era of music, if I had to pick, because it... Like, I'm big into the Curtis Mayfield, the Isaac Hayes, the Bee Gees, that like the disco R&B funk era of music. I just think that was such a great era. Marvin Gaye, Al Green. Yeah. So many, like, because it was like they were actual musicians. You know what I mean? They didn't rely on a lot of the, you know, technology that.
I mean, 70s, you also had Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. You had The Who.
Yep.
You had The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
You had
Seeger,
Bob Seeger,
Stevie Wonder. I mean, it was just like, you know, Diana. Like, it's just the
I gotta say, Wiggy, I kind of like, I'm starting to agree with you. The more I explore the 70s in terms of decades of music,
right,
the more I enjoy it.
Because you could start to like, you could think of, were they late 70s? So I don't know if I can really put them in there. I'm not even going to put Hall & Oates in there because they're more
Hall & Oates were the 80s.
Yeah, they were more of an 80s type of thing.
Wiggy and Chime, hate history, love 70s music.
Yeah, that's different.
It's different.
Yeah, it's just...
Very different.
Yeah, I mean...
You like the history of music?
I don't care about a guy who has to take 10 minutes to load his musket. Yeah. I do care about the musical anthology of our world.
All right.
That's...
I'm just learning a lot. Yeah.
I love to see how they became... Like Rick James and Neil Young, we played Neil Young yesterday, started off in a band together, you know, in the 70s. And like you kind of start to see, or might have been the late 60s, but you start to see some of the certain bands that are in there, whether it was, you know, we talked about like the Bee Gees. Player was such a good band.
Yeah.
Ambrosia.
Yes.
Oh, man, the music was just.
Yeah.
That was my one era. If I could go back, that would be my era.
207 text from my adopted home continent of Maine. He wasn't waiting for a phone call, Greg. He was making a phone call. Yes, okay. You get the point.
Yeah. You're not great with lyrics.
It is a period of time. you can hear a little bit of it right now if you want. It's Jim Croce. It's Operator. Go ahead, Chime. In order to make the phone call, poor Jim Croce had to get an operator on the phone to connect him. That's how we used to have to do things.
Yeah. Imagine people referring to the good old days. Like,
yes.
That sounds like hell.
That was before Tinder and Bumble and cell phones. So,
hey, he sounded. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty good. Good song.
He had a lot of hits. All right. Anyway, Shime, good morning. Your lead.
Yeah. Good morning, Greg. So yesterday we already talked about one of the moves that was made yesterday. That would be Davante Adams to the Jets. I want to then kind of show you the differences between that and another move that was made in the very same division, our division here, by the Buffalo Bills. They acquired Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns for basically a third round pick and then a sixth and seventh round pick swap, but that's kind of meaningless. So a third round pick, more or less. So basically the exact same valuation. One reeks of desperation, the other reeks of success and progress. That would be the Buffalo Bills, because the Buffalo Bills didn't do this because they're 2-4. No, they did this because they're 4-2 in the lead and want to be better in order to compete for the AFC title. Whereas the Jets, out of complete desperation, they have thrown everything they can at Aaron Rodgers. They're bowing at the altar of Aaron Rodgers and saying, God, please save us from this tragedy. Because if you didn't know, the Jets have had 8 consecutive losing seasons. That's not a lie. That is a true stat. 8 consecutive losing seasons, they're going to have a 9th. Curtis was right. And this is just going to be even more of a disaster. Trade for Davante Adams all you want. It doesn't help the fact that you can't defend the run. It doesn't help the fact that you can't block for your 41-year-old quarterback.
What about kicking field goals? Not so good.
And it won't help Greg the Leg kick any field goals. Unless Davante Adams can play nose tackle, kicker, and receiver, and left tackle, you're screwed. So,
but the two of them had great chemistry. That was a while ago, but they did have great chemistry.
Sure, that's good. That's all and well, but like when you can't punch the ball in the end zone, it's not really going to matter. And so ultimately, it just kind of shows the position of those two teams. And I just want the Patriots to take this as words of caution. Don't be the New York Jets. Don't act in desperation. Don't act because you feel like you have to. Robert Kraft, do not become Woody Johnson. And just as Bill Belichick said, point, aim, and shoot. Don't do any of that. Please, God, we don't need 8 consecutive years of losing records.
All right, Sean. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Two very brief notes here from my lead. One, Jets-related. Fireman Ed thinks he's being phased out. He told the New York Post that he was not shown on the Jumbotron, as is often the case, after a Jets score.
Oh.
He's livid. So the Jets may have brought in Davante Adams, but they lost Fireman Ed.
Mm.
Now I want you to look at Twitch or YouTube or anybody or anywhere where you can see this. This is the note Tom Brady wrote upon his approval as a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, everybody knows I have a very successful dad. If I got a great opportunity, I would thank him. Mm. There's a big thank you in this to Jim Gray. There's a thank you to Don Yee, his brilliant agent. There's a thank you to Richard Seymour. There's a specific shout out to a man who tried to ruin his career Roger Goodell. Robert Kraft is noticeably... I think AJ Hawk's on here. He's just not talking. Robert Kraft is noticeably absent.
Wow.
That was shocking to me. Because even if I believe that Tom and Robert have a very transactional relationship, a lot of the sort of connections, you know, I think Tom invited him to the Bahamas and they were on the beach and all that. That to me was Tom knowing he needed Robert to grease the skids to get 24 of 32 owners to approve his minority stake.
Yeah.
So even if this wasn't real, in this note, omitting Robert Kraft from it was incredibly noteworthy to me.
And so Robert continues to tell you, we talked about this briefly a few moments ago, that he is like a son to him. Does Tom Brady not feel the same way?
I'm split on this because I think Tom could have said, I learned, you know, what it is to be a great owner from Robert Kraft, something like that. But at the same time, when you're becoming a minority owner of another team, I could see that, you know, I'm very split.
Not the first time he's done something like this, though. I think in his original retirement note that he sent to everybody, he didn't thank the New England Patriots or the New England Patriots fans at all.
Right. Remember Ted Johnson said that he was throwing things in his office.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to me because he noted in the second paragraph about how football's been part of his entire life. He notes growing up in the Bay Area. That would be a very convenient place to say, in my life, really was able to take a positive turn when Robert Kraft and the Patriots believed in me and took me in the sixth round of the draft.
See, I'm kind of with you on this one, Courtney, because it's not like a retirement letter, right? It's more of just like proud to be part of this fraternity and this Raiders football ownership organization. So he obviously thanks Goodell because, you know, we all view as Goodell being the gatekeeper.
He thanks Roger Goodell, but he doesn't thank the guy that he played for 20 years.
Yeah,
and Wiggy, you know him. You know Robert better than all of us. Yeah. Do you think he was bothered by the fact that he was not in that?
I mean, he probably was.
Wiggy, yes.
But I guess the question is, how much did Robert, like, really help Tom in, like, the behind the scenes of getting him to...
He just told you yesterday, Robert Kraft, that he guaranteed him that they wouldn't franchise him.
No. I'm talking about that helped him with the whole ownership thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It was unanimously approved, so obviously it wasn't one vote.
Yeah.
But it was definitely contentious. Greg, you remember over the summer there was thoughts it wasn't going to go through. They forced him to go back to the drawing board when it came to the contract or the proposed offer.
Yeah. Very interesting point this morning, Curtis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Which is, I don't think it's good news for men who are of a certain age, over 50, or whatever the guidance is right now. Robot Uprising related lead for me coming up shortly. Wiggy is on the aux. Great one.
That is such a good one.
Who is that?
That is Bobby Womack.
Great song.
70s, Greg.
I had forgotten about it.
70s era, man. There's so many great musicians, songs, from pretty much every genre of music you can think about.
For once. A great song from you, for once. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football from Blacksburg.
Big game.
As BC gets ready for Virginia Tech. So we'll talk to Bill O'Brien at 6:45 tomorrow. But we have leads left right now. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. Happy hump day. National Women's Soccer League has announced the name for their new Boston team. They're going with Boss Nation Football Club. Great news. Boston fans continue to show support for women's pro sports. But the announcement was a fail.
Oh.
In a now deleted Instagram post, this is what it sounded like.
Oh, okay.
Boston. The city of champions, a legacy filled with trophies, banners, rings, and balls. Old balls, new balls, steel balls, cold balls, even goat balls.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Boston loves its balls, but maybe there are too many balls in this town. So let's add a new chapter to our city's legacy. With new idols, new dreams, and a new league to cheer for. The National Women's Soccer League. For
every person in every neighborhood across every square mile. This is our city, our new team, our new nation. We are Boss Nation, where anything is possible. No balls necessary. Well,
to read the number one comment on this video before it was deleted yesterday, how do you make a women's sport announcement and make it all about men?
No balls allowed.
That was a full minute and a half about balls when announcing a women's... It sounded like an SNL skit.
Yeah.
The comments were a dumpster fire. Just a wild, wild way to make an announcement. Cold balls? Yeah. Are we being for real?
I would probably rethink that one, I guess.
Blame your people.
What are we talking about? Would we have ever mentioned this if not for that?
But they deleted it, Curtis, which is... That's the bad move. If you're going to go with it, keep
it.
Ride with it. Those are your peoples, Courtney, though, because, you know, there had to be women in the room that go, all right, it seems like a good idea.
Well, it's all, the whole ownership team is women, so it just was.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line says, shot at Greg in there with the old balls.
True.
I agree.
What movie did you think about when you hear old balls?
Something with Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Would that be Danny Berger?
That would be Big Daddy when he says to the girl that he was into but wasn't into him, have fun with those old balls.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bit of a fail there, Courtney. Yeah. Right. Great lead.
Good job, Courtney.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we are at the halfway point of college football. And I tell you what, I am excited. I'm watching college football every week. And, you know, there's so many great games. It's an unbelievable matchup this weekend. My Georgia Bulldogs versus Arch Manning, but he's not going to be playing. Quinn Ewers in the Texas Longhorns.
Why are they playing Quinn Ewers over him? He's not better.
Well, because Quinn Ewers is pretty good. They were pretty good with him, so they made the playoffs last year with him. But this is going to be, obviously, spectacular game. You know, maybe it'll help determine who will be one of the top two teams in the SEC. But when you just kind of look at the way it's going to play out this year with the 12-team playoff, I'm telling you, man, this thing is going to be so fun to watch. I cannot wait for the college football playoffs. Just as I'm looking at some of the top 12 teams right now, and if we had the playoffs taken off today, you're going to have teams like Penn State, Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, Clemson. It is going to be so fun where when last year when we watched the college football playoffs, it was good, but you kind of knew like there were teams in there that you felt like should have been in there, that would have made things differently, like, you know, some good matchups. So I'm excited that, you know, we got six more weeks of college football to determine things. But I love what college football finally is doing.
Okay.
I still think that they could add a few more teams for the playoffs, but I'll take the 12.
Are we going to hammer the Curtis? Curtis, I think you're 2-0 when it comes to your college wagers.
Correct the record here, 3-0.
Oh.
I have Notre Dame over Louisville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I had the over and Oregon plus three against the Buckeyes last week. Yeah. And I'll give you one this weekend. I don't know. I don't like to. I just when it speaks to me.
Okay. All right.
Although tomorrow night, BC plus seven looks rather appetizing to me, but we will see.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Your next prostate exam may be performed by a robot.
Oof.
Apparently, researchers in China have created a robotic finger that will be used for prostate exams.
Oh.
And so it is a flexible finger-like probe with sensors on the end. It's called BSF, or Bio-Inspired Soft Finger. I'm sure doctors are happy about this.
Yeah.
Proctologists.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the worst parts of their day probably will no longer happen. But I'm asking if you would trust a robot when it comes to that sensitive medical procedure.
Yeah.
You were telling us yesterday that you love the robot uprising.
Do.
You love the Optimus bots.
I do love the Optimus.
Would you with your next prostate exam? Would you trust a robot who could? There could be some kind of a a short in the system, yeah. And then boom, suddenly you're in a lot of trouble.
That is the one part of the physical, when I get my physical done every year, that the one part that I'm never looking forward to. Uh-huh. So I would not trust the robot, because the robot might get a little bit strong, a little bit aggressive.
I am not a man. So for your prostate exam, are they just feeling for something in there?
I don't know what the
so
hell
then
is
if it's are. A robot.
Daylight, actually.
If it's a robot, like, don't you want a human to be able to feel it to see if something's wrong?
I mean, I...
I wouldn't want a robot to do a breast exam on me. I like having a human do that.
Well, I don't know what they're looking for.
I was about to get to this. They believe this technology could also be used to find lumps in breast tissue.
Huh? Mm.
And so when it comes to the bube squishing that occurs during a mammogram, that may go away thanks to the robot uprising. So
maybe women would like the robots, though, because there would be no potential creep old doctors that are
I don't think there are a lot of creepy doctors.
Greg, have you not listened to Courtney's news? Creep doctors ever. Didn't her dentist want to give her?
No, that's not true. That is not true.
I would be afraid of a robot in that area.
All right. Mm. Well, get ready for it.
I got a physical on Friday.
The robot uprising is upon us, and I fear that we can't do anything to stop it. All right, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It, and we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, who continues to throw his teammates under the greatness bus in just a moment or two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.